Hello, this is Timothy with Eagle Property Services.
Hey, Timothy, it's John with Local Splash.
Hey, John, how you doing?
I am still blessed, still blessed. It's been a great day. I was just circling back with you. How's everything going over there?
Good. Did you get my message?
I did not. Let me see here. Did you send it in via text message?
No, I just called you like 20 seconds earlier than you just called me.
Oh, no, I didn't receive it.
Yeah, so I just called you, like, literally, like, 10 seconds before you called me.
That is so odd. Yeah, no, I didn't get a notification that you were calling in at all.
So, yeah, so I pressed that pound, number one, and then pressed the 544, and it took me to, like, an answer machine or whatever it was. And
Well, if it was more than 4 minutes ago, then that would make sense because my line was not active. I was on a call.
So, yeah, it was like about a minute maybe before you called me. And
oh, wow.
I made that phone call. Yeah, yeah.
No, it should have worked.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe a glitch in the system.
No, that's not.
So, yeah, I went to the pawn shop.
Hmm.
Yep, I had to go to the pawn shop. So, I'll try it. I'll try and do both.
Okay. So, this is going to be for pet gift removal as well?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let me create this.
And I have enough potential two volunteers that might help me out with this stuff. So.
Yeah, you're going to need them. I was thinking that, too. I was like, there's two separate businesses. Okay, so I'm going to have to create both listings temporarily under one number, and then we're going to set up interviews for both of them, and we'll get you a tracking number. We could get you two separate tracking numbers if you would like to do that, Tim. They mentioned that.
Yeah, most likely keep it separate so I know,
even though...
I was going to make Eagle Property Services like the umbrella company, the mother company, or the whatever company, and then have those other specialized companies branch off of that. But it's good to keep them separate, so
because
they're all different entities.
Yeah, so what I'm going to do is go two different tracking numbers, but they'll forward to the same line. You could save each number as, you know, either Eagle Property Services or pet gift removal, right? That way when they call in, you'll know which one they're calling about. It'll already be in your caller ID system. And then you'll have two different tracking systems and client relation management systems. So same app, but you'll have different login credentials for each one of them. And then that way you can keep track of all the leads, clicks, calls, and all the websites, online listings for each business. So it'll be conveniently located for you, but you'll be able to easily just flip between the two.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds good. Is the app, if you sign into the app, it memorizes your password and stuff.
Yes.
Will it do that for both accounts? So I if I press the app, it will go to...
I can actually set it up so you get one login credential as well, but then also have like different windows inside the app where you could toggle between the businesses. We could do it that way as well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we could definitely.
Whatever way you think it would be best if you were in my shoes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was like, just trust me, I'll set it up for you. I've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, I highly recommend if you can go to your app store, if not now, then when we finish here, and download our app. It's under our business name, Local Splash. It has an orange and blue LS.
It's called Local Splash?
Yep, that's the business name. So any phone or any device that you have, if you go to the app store, doesn't matter if you had a Android or an iPhone, it's going to be available in there. If you just type in Local Splash, you'll be able to see it.
Local Splash on Google Play or whatever.
Yeah, yep. Local, like people in the area, and Splash like water. It's like our business name.
Got it.
And I'll have an orange and like a navy blue, dark blue L and S. for the logo, and then I'll have like a splash behind it. Okay. All right, Tim, but I got to do some heavy lifting here, so I need to need your cooperation with this one. What's your last name?
C-O-O-L-A-C-K.
C-O-O-L-A-C-K. Kulak. And then what's your business email address where I could send everything in writing?
You could send it to Eagle Property Services. Utah.
Utah, okay. And then is that at Gmail?
At Gmail.
Okay, perfect. All right, Mountain Standard Time. Okay, I'm going to do one at a time here. Okay, so street address for Eagle Property Services, LLC.
Street address for Eagle Property Services, LLC.
Mm-hmm. Remember, there's got to be two different addresses. We could hide them, but two different ones. So the one for Eagle is what we need here.
Right. So let's do Eagle Property Services here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it on Google,
mm-hmm.
it has my old address possibly. Which is in South Jordan. I don't know if you can look that up.
I am looking it up right now. Hold on. I think this is it. No, that's not you. That's definitely not you. Okay. Yeah, Eagle View. There's an eaglepropertyservice.net. Does you have a, no, that can't be it. That's going to Maryland too. Got one in Lehigh. 1226 West South Jordan Parkway, Suite D.
So if you look up, okay. So if you go to Eagle Property Services.
Uh huh.
South Jordan.
Uh-huh.
And just go South Jordan. You could even put South Jordan, Utah. But just go there, and then it will say Open Corporations. And you look down like two things, and you might see it.
I do not.
So it says Open Corporations. And then it says Eagle Property Services, LLC, U.S. Open Corporate.
No, when I do the search on Google, it says there's no prominent company named Eagle Property Solutions.
Or Eagle Property, Property Services.
Services. Yeah, that's what I mean, in South Jordan, Utah.
All right, let me see. I have it on DuckDuckGo.
That's why. DuckDuckGo is something else. I got one in Wisconsin. That's not you. That's just Eagle Property Service, LLC.
So if you look up...
What, do you know the address?
Yeah, it's 4732 West Farview. Farview Lane, South Jordan, Utah. 84009.
84009? Yeah. Okay. Got that. When I look up the address, even, I got nothing pertaining to the business. Mm-hmm. It's okay. That's literally what we're going to do here is verify the business listing. So that's the whole reason why I was asking you for it.
Do you have access to DuckDuckGo?
I do, yeah. You can just go to DuckDuckGo.
So
they don't
using
it because it's Google partner, but...
right.
I got it. Sure, I'm on DuckDuckGo here.
So go to DuckDuckGo and then go to Eagle Property Services, South Jordan. And then you see Open Corporate, or you see Open Corporate, Eagle Property Service Investments, South Jordan.
Open Corporate, yeah, found it here.
And then you see that it says 4732 West Farview Lane,
yep.
South Jordan.
84, yep, that's it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that is my old address, which I registered that on that old address, which is in South Jordan.
Okay, name and everything. And then there's also an Eagle Mountain address as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, could I call my landlord over there and tell her, hey, if you receive a postcard, let me know? Would that work?
Not sure. I mean, I know I could send it. My concern is we lose the postcard and then we are setting ourselves back.
And what's on the postcard? So the postcard has like a number or a code?
Yeah. It's got a little 5-digit code that we would need from you in order to verify that you're actually there. Okay, let me message one of our agents in the back that does verification. Get him on.
So, how long would it take? It take a day or two to get to there?
It's 3 to 5 business days.
Got it. Okay. That's fine. I can call them and see if that's okay.
Bear with me for a moment. Did you want to use your current address for the pet gift removal?
Yeah.
Okay. Might want to create that one first, then.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, so give me 1 second. I'm messaging him to see if there's maybe a way we could do just like a video verification to kind of bypass it. I think that might be useful to do a video verification rather than rely on maybe losing it, sending it there.
Right, and then no, it's up to five days.
Yeah. Another concern, though, too, is usually they recommend that when a new account is created here, you try it for at least 3 months. And I don't want you to verbally commit to something and then be in a bind where something's stopping us from getting you verified. I'd rather nip that in the butt now.
Right.
You know? I got to make sure that this works, or just don't even set it up. Okay, so I will leave that account published. Okay, and you don't have a different phone number currently, right?
No, not right now.
Okay, so.
I mean, do I have a Google phone number? I do have a Google phone number, but I set up a spreadsheet, and then I deleted the spreadsheet, and then I realized that Google, I mean, I can call the number and it still has the voicemail, but there's no way to have control over it.
I gotcha. Hold on. I'm trying to just create both accounts under one profile. Try to
please verify or try again later. United States. And I have 84005 Aqua Avenue. Is that where you are now?
Say that again.
It's 84005 zip code. It's 3705 Aqua Avenue.
Yeah, 3705 North Aqua Avenue. You can put an N in there if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, there's five in here. Okay. Pet gift removal. Continue. All right, got it.
Okay. All right, this is actually going to work. I just need him to confirm it, the address that we'll be able to use it, or see if there's another way that we could verify Eagle Property Services LLC. Update. Good. Bam. All right, sweet. So I got both business profiles created now under one number, but we'll provide separate tracking numbers for each one. Okay.
So how did you get both companies underneath one number with Google?
It's not with Google, it's with our back-end system. So what we're going to do is create the account and then do an interview. We could do both interviews at the same time, or we could schedule them separately. But you're going to have one number, which is this number, which will allow us to look up both of your accounts. When we're creating each account separately on Google, we're going to issue its own tracking number for each one, but that tracking number will forward over to this line, and then you'll be able to differentiate what calls are coming from pet gift removal versus the ones that are coming from Eagle Property Services, LLC.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. I'm working. I'm multitasking here. But I got it. I got the addresses locked in. I know we could send the PIN there. I'm not worried about sending the PIN there. If it will get there, it'll get there. It's just, I don't know about that manager and relaying that. If there's a way that I could go around that and still verify the address, that's what I'm trying to get from Caesar. But it's okay if I send the agreements in writing for both businesses and the login credentials to the Eagle Property Services Utah at gmail.com?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Give me one moment here. Okay. Okay, so I have help now. I have another rep that is helping me piece together two profiles, two separate addresses, one cell number, but going to need two tracking numbers. Okay, she's on it. And then Caesar also has, you can do it. It's going to take me a little bit of time, no problem, do it. It's the same business, different locations. Also has separate
address here. I will send you the DuckDuckGo link. Where did that go? Okay, this has both of them. So, Farview Lane is going to be for
pet gift removal is going to be the Farview Lane, right?
What'd you say?
The Farview Lane address is going to be used for pet gift removal or for Eagle?
I thought you said Eagle and then pet gift removal would be here.
Got it. Okay.
So pet gift removal in Eagle Mountain and then Eagle Mountain in South Georgia, if that makes sense.
Oh, wait a minute. That's okay. Separate addresses aren't needed anymore. Wait, what? Hold on. I think they might be able to verify both of your businesses without you having to do the separate address.
Which makes sense. So let's say if a company has multiple companies, multiple sister companies at the same address, but they're kind of set up as a point, like apartments, I guess. It could be a
similar
way.
So you have, all right. So your actual location is 3705 North Aqua Avenue, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that one's valid. The other one you were saying is an old address, but you would be able to verify, right?
Which I would be able to verify, yes. Most likely, I would just call them up and tell them, hey, you're going to receive a little postcard about Eagle Property Service. And, yeah, so.
Okay. Yeah, so if the businesses are two different kinds of businesses, they're telling me that they will be able to do your verification with the singular address there, and we'll just hide the address for pet gift removal.
So you don't need
Jordan
Bender.
Don't need it.
That was a new
update that I just got right now while I was on the line with you.
Maybe that's a Trump update from his administration. he's kind of streamlining and helping out the small business people, maybe. I don't know.
I gotcha. Okay, so pet gift removal will be one, and then she's asking for the second one, and the parent or original company is Eagle Property Services LLC. And that's why multiple heads are better than one. Correct. The main business, Amy, is going to be Eagle Property Services LLC.
Uh-huh.
Awesome. He did want to pick the call tracking numbers. So if you could give a couple of options, or if there's any way we could get a couple options and let him hand select which tracking number he wants. All right, thank you. All right, I got help on the line. That's who I'm talking to there. They're in my headset. So I have both of you in my ear while we're building these profiles for you, Tim.
Sweet.
Okay. Yeah, but she's on it. So now we're bringing James in. They're going to get us a couple of different tracking number options for you. So you'll be able to pick those or which one you want to use for each. But they are going to process the verification. And then they are going to go the video verification option, so you won't have to worry about the letter in the mail either. We're going to set up a video call. We'll be able to verify the one singular address for both business profiles and get you verified ASAP.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you just need a video of myself?
Yeah, it'll just be like a view at the location saying, hey, this is what I actually do. Sometimes they ask for like pictures of tools and equipment that you use to carry out the work, or if you have like a work vehicle for either location, you know, things like that. They just want to verify that you are who you are, who you say you are, and do what you say you do. So it's pretty easy. They'll walk you through it. It's really simple. Yeah. But that's done with a live rep, so they're there to be able to, like, manually verify you instead of worrying about the risk of losing something in the mail or using that other address. So I was happy that I was able to get them on the line at the same time because they're actually at the Google headquarters.
So they're working on that. Okay, we are good. How do you want the hours of operation for the two businesses listed?
I was going to do 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday.
Okay. Sunday closed?
Sunday closed.
Okay.
Or I was going to do Monday through Friday with option of Saturday, depending on situation or whatever. But it's just easier just to do 7 to 7 across the board.
Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Right now, I can do cash, I can do check, I can do cashier's check, and I can do Venmo, and and that is about it for now, right now.
Okay. I feel like Venmo will be a popular one for pet gift removal.
Yep.
Okay.
So if you want to read, yeah. And I haven't gotten into, eventually I probably will get into other things, but for now it's just the cheapest.
Yeah. It's pretty convenient. I just don't like those same day transfer fees, but if you're willing to kind of wait a day or two, I know they could do it with no fee. But I like to tell my clients when they use those kind of platforms to put the extra percentage on the customer, just kind of add it onto their bill so that way you're not getting docked for the convenience of them using the card.
Right.
Okay. But I got three heads on this thing, so it looks like we're good to go here. All I'm waiting on from Amy is the tracking numbers. Amy and James are pulling different tracking numbers, so that way you got options instead of us just issuing you a random one.
Okay,
and then I'm going to want to schedule a client interview. We'd want to do this on Monday. The client interviews, they usually take about 30 to 45 minutes, but you have two businesses. So, I mean, if you have an hour window, we could do a lot like 30 minutes to each one. What do you think would be the best time on Monday?
Around 1.
Around 1 o'clock.
Okay. How long are they usually?
They're usually about 30 to 45 minutes, but if we do both of them together, I mean, the address is the same. The numbers are different. We're knocking that out now, so it's really more just about nailing down, like, the areas that you cover and the specific services that you want to be listed for each business, and then getting the website knocked out. So should be pretty smooth conversation, but I just want that hour in case there's extra questions or it goes over.
Right. So.
Yeah. I'm trying to do a lot of the heavy lifting now, so that's a pretty easy call, but it's just a part of the process that has to be done, more than just one hand on it. Proofread it and make sure everything's listed properly.
Right.
Okay.
So
you said 1 o'clock?
Well, I would have to have a video. So
Well, the video verification will be done at another time. That's not going to be for the client interview. That'll be separate. Yeah, those are separate things.
Okay. Maybe 1 o'clock on Monday?
1 o'clock on Monday. Okay. Give me one second, Amy. I hear you. All right. I'm just trying to schedule his client interview for Monday. A text?
Okay. Tim, they're going to send you a text message right now with 6 different tracking number options. You just got to pick 2 of them, and then we'll use those as your tracking number for each location, okay?
Okay.
All right, she's sending the text message to you now. So, and you said client interview 1 o'clock on Monday, right?
1 o'clock on Monday, yeah.
Okay, all right. It looks like Monday, actually, because you're on Mountain Standard Time, they take their lunch 12 to 1. So that actually won't work because that's 12 to 1 is 1 to 2 your time. I could do before or after that. Oh, can you hear me, Tim?
We'll do 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay, I gotcha. All right, I'm going to send you a calendar invite, and then I will text you 1 hour prior. It's an automated text-to-message reminder that will come through.
Okay.
10 o'clock. 10 to 11. I'm going to schedule this the old-fashioned way. All right, but she did send over the numbers, so if you could just let us know which one of those you want while I schedule this.
I'll do the, yeah, you have to pick one, you say 2?
Yeah, because there's going to be 2 separate ones here. So she sent you a list of 6, and then you need 2 of them. You need 1 for pet gift removal, and then 1 for Eagle Property Services, LLC.
Okay, we'll do the 801.
Yeah, I think they all have the same, but we just need the last 4 digits.
2239.
The 2239?
Yeah.
Okay, is that going to be for Eagle?
Sure.
Okay. All right, so that's for Eagle. And then I need the, which one do you want to use for pet gift removal? 5755. Oh, got it. Okay. So the way that I had set it up originally, we need to just have like a completely different manager on the back end. Okay. Okay. Thank you, Amy. All right. Awesome. All right. You got those 2. And then the client interview is scheduled for 10 o'clock on Monday. All right. Perfect. So she wants me to create them separately, and then we'll merge them after they're created. So the problem I did was I just made them all at once, and then was thinking that that would automatically merge them. But she wants them 2 separate businesses created, and then merge them instead of trying to separate it after the fact. So they're working on it for me. We're going to get you all squared away right here. Do all the heavy lifting up front so that way it's smooth sailing later on.
Right.
Now, for these websites, you have logos, right, for both businesses?
I do.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I don't have a website. I don't have a – I didn't get a .com for Eagle Property Services yet. I mean, could you easily do Eagle Property Services Utah?
Yeah, I'll get you a domain name. No problem. I gotcha. Let me just go ahead and do this first. Send you the invite to the client interview on Monday. And then I already have Pet Gift Removal's domain here. So we're going to use the same domain for Pet Gift Removal, but we're going to need access to that one. Okay, so I'll put that in there, save, and then, all right.
done. And then, let me see here. Client interview is good. Okay, and then we'll get you a new one here for Eagle Property Services. But what I'm going to do, Tim, is I'm going to send you a text message here with an email address. And if you can send in, because we're going to completely rebuild this website. It doesn't have the responsive design, so it's all scattered all over the place for pet gift removal. But if you could send in the logos for each company to that email address, and any pictures that you still want to use, you could do that even over the weekend if you want, or tonight, but try to send that in so we can have some content that's personalized to you and each business that we can use for both sites and get that up and running as soon as possible. I can actually have them working on the sites over the weekend, but we got to buy this domain name for you. Let's see here. Whew. You are testing my talents, let me tell you. Doing both of these at the same time, I'm moving. Okay. Good. Okay. So 801-634-5022. That should have been sent over. Eagle Property Services. Okay. All right. And so we're going to process 249 for Eagle first. And then I will flip it over and activate pet gift removal at the same 249 pricing structure. So it's going to come out to 498 total for both of them each month on the 7th. In terms of securing the 249 for Eagle, I'm going to also put the name in this one, so that way you could write it off as a business expense as well. How did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay. And is that just under your name, the business name, or both?
Under my name with Eagle Property Services.
Okay, perfect. And the billing address is the 3705 North Aqua Avenue?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm ready for you. Go ahead, Tim.
405?
You said 400? Hold on. You're far away. I can't hear you.
All right, so let me try the speaker.
There we go. Can hear you better now.
3001.
Okay.
8783.
4764. Okay, and the expiration date, month, and year?
0128.
0128, and then 3-digit code on the back.
124.
124, okay. Okay, please be advised that they ask you to verbally commit to 3 months when signing up for our services. The first month payment will be due today. It is November 7th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $249 for Eagle Property Services. If you do cancel prior to the 3 months, there is an early termination fee. However, you could cancel at any time because you are not binded to a contract. Okay, so it's a 3-month verbal commitment. We're just asking that you give it that long. Do you authorize this transaction on behalf of Eagle Property Services, LLC today?
Yes.
Okay, so let me go ahead and run this. Whew. Okay, tracking numbers are good. Activate video verifications for both.
Sending in photos for the photos at localsplash.com. Do I need to put any, like, any topic? Just the company names or what?
Yeah, so if you're sending it through your email, we already have your email on file. If you're sending it from your number, we'll already have your number on file, so that's totally fine. But if you do want to kind of differentiate what business the photos are for, that would help. So maybe you could do one that's just like Eagle Property.
They're obvious. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're completely different things
that you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Should be fine. Let's see. Yeah, we'll already know it's you if we send it in because we already have the email addresses and numbers. Okay. Okay. All right. So it is going to process the 249 here. You will initially, it'll give you two separate logins. Do not panic there. I'm going to merge them. But just initially right now, you're going to have two separate logins. So here comes the first one. Okay, so Eagle Property Services LLC is active. Okay. And then we need to do this other one here. Are you getting confirmation text messages?
Yeah, I'm getting text messages and stuff. I was focused on sending you guys the pick.
It's okay. Take your time. I mean, you can send the photos in. I mean, those text messages are just outline of the agreement. You could sign off on those this evening. And then also the username and password. So you don't have to do anything with those right now. I just want to make sure they're coming through because that lets me know that the payment went through.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So that just lets me know that that's fully processed and that you got it. And then I do have to... Yeah, I mean, it's just really messed up on the back end, Amy, because I went in and created a new profile. And then, so all the information for pet gift removal was already put into that profile. And now that it's showing active under this cell, when I go in there, everything's, like, scattered around. So we got to, like, sit down and meet on this one. But I processed one payment of $249. I was trying to do the separate invoice for pet gift removal now, and I can't find out where to do the other 249. Okay. Yeah, that's where it's confusing. That link did not help at all. So I need to... Yeah, I got it. So the 801-457-5099 was the one for pet gift removal. I got you. I see what happened there. All right. So basically, I'll have to just redo it. Okay. I gotcha. I got it. Let me go ahead and knock it out here. I think we should be good, yeah. I'm going to thank you for your help. I appreciate it. Yeah, get them all squared away here. All right, bye. Thank you. Okay, that was confusing for a second there, but I see what she did. we purchased those tracking numbers for you, and then she wanted the account for pet gift removal entirely made under that new tracking number. And that way we could do the video verification for both of them. It's a lot to explain, but I'm just trying to make it easy for you and not overwhelm you. That's my job, to be overwhelmed. We gotcha. All right. So, Quack, same email. It's going to be for this one. Save, let you worry about the photos here. And then you're on Mountain Standard Time traditionally. Same hours of operation, so 7 to 7, Monday through Saturday, Sunday close. Okay, got it. Pet gift removal, and then I got the address here. It's North Aqua Avenue. Let's just recreate this. Submit and publish. Okay. Whew, we're moving. All right. And then we will get that domain name from you. Already attach it to your Google business profile, but we'll get access to that separately. So you have a new domain for Eagle and the old domain for Pet. Got it. Okay. Pet gift removal
You guys can just do Eagle Property Services Utah.com. Just make it simple. I can upgrade it or whatever later on.
Yeah, you could always change it, right? So if you do want to, well, not the domain name. We want to get the same domain name. So we have to go based on what's available. Similar to your tracking number there, they're going to send you a text with the available domain names. And then you can hand select from what's available. It just has to be that nobody purchased it and that Google will let us pick it up for you. So. They'll send you the, obviously we'll go for what you're requesting on the call. The calls are recorded, so they'll pick that up. But there's a possibility that Eagle Property Services Utah is not available. There's a chance.
I'm sure it's available.
Probably is. It's very specific.
But yeah, so EaglePropertyServices.com is available, but it's like really expensive, so I'm not gonna do that right now.
Ah, okay, I gotcha. Eagle Property Services Utah.com. Okay, yep, that one's available. Boom, I'll put this in the link. Okay, leave that there. Okay, now I'm on pet gift removal here. Okay, and then now we have to activate pet gift removal. So did you want to use a different form of payment or the same payment method?
Same.
Okay, so I'm going to have you repeat this one back to me. I'm not going to put Eagle Property Services on this one. This one, the invoice will show as pet gift removal. So even if that's on the card, that's fine. I just want you to be able to separate the invoices so that we have the write-offs available for both. And then the billing address is the same. Okay, if you could repeat the card back to me.
Card is 4005 4005 0001 0001 8783 4764.
4764. Okay. Expiration date, month, and year?
01/28.
1/28. And 3-digit code on the back.
Is 124.
124. Okay. Sorry about that. Everything that we put into this system, it codes it out. And so you can't see it once I input it. It'll just tell you it's like a card ending in 4764. So I had to have you repeat it back to me. Okay. And this one, same thing. It's going to be $249. Recommend that you commit to it for at least 3 months. But it is month to month. You're not bound to any kind of contract. First payment will process today, November 7, 2025. And then each month moving forward, it'll be on the seventh day. That $249 pricing structure was an exception that we made because of you having two businesses, but it is what they call grandfathered in or locked in, and that'll be sent to you in writing as well. So you're going to keep this rate for both businesses as long as you choose to remain with us. So that way it just amounts to the total of $498 for both companies.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This is good. Then I don't look like a madman for asking for that hold earlier. It was good that we got Amy on the line, too. She's the one that I was talking to earlier about holding the spot, so that way we could do both businesses for you. Okay. Save. Save. All right. Boom. And I will merge the two. One UN and password. Yep. Do you have a question, Tim?
My logo didn't, it looked better on the phone, not on the computer.
They got all fuzzy and like pixelated once you put them on the bigger screen.
They look kind of like, but you guys can revamp them, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, we sometimes what happens when I sign up a new business is they'll just have an idea for the logo, and then we have them sit down with the graphic design team, or they could send it in, and we just send it over to the graphic design team, and then they'll publish like six different versions of it, kind of how she sent you like six different tracking numbers, and then kind of have them pick from that, or we'll sit down and just fully customize it until it looks exactly how the business owner wants it. So we can help you. That is not a problem. Okay, but the pet gift removal has been processed. So you should have that there as well. Or the notifications for that. It'll look very similar. I will merge both of them, though, so that way there's less confusion on your part. It'll just be one login, and then you'll be able to oversee both of them.
Right.
Okay. All right, sign package. And we are good. Both are active. It's a lot of work, but we did it. So I want to officially welcome you aboard for both Eagle Property Services LLC and Pet Gift Removal. I am looking forward to getting your website remodeled because that thing is ugly. I had it saved. I had the window saved like in the corner from our conversation this morning, and I kept going back to it like, what the heck? Hey, we got to help this guy. It's bad. All right. My OCD was kicking in on that one. But also getting everything up and running for Eagle. You are going to have another account lead that's going to be helping me maintain both of these for you, but I'll still be here with you. You have my direct number and extension. If you're ever having any issues with that, I did send them a notification from what happened earlier where you said you just dialed it. It didn't come through. So if you ever press 1 and just go to the live operator, it should be resolved after today, but I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Sunday, and the customer service team will. So if you hit 1, it'll always get you a live operator 24/7. And if it's during the week, if you're ever having that issue again, just ask for me directly. Just say, hey, can I speak to John in regards to the account or one of your account managers? They'll always be here to assist you. Okay, we got a whole team back here make sure everything gets up and running as fast as possible.
Sweet, sweet. I sent the logos.
Beautiful. Okay. Let's
see here.
Yeah, and then any other photos that you'd want to use, you feel free to send those in as well.
Yeah, the eagle is the only one I have that I don't have any other really other than the pictures on the
so like
itself.
The pet, yeah, with like a little present, and that thing's just kind of black and white. We could work something out with pet gift removal.
Right. I mean, okay. I saw an option to have like it was funny. It was just a mountain, and the top of the mountain was exploding, and it had like a little, one of those little dynamite, you know, pressure.
Yeah. Yeah. I know it's talking about a little red stick.
Yeah. 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 And so it was like, so it just kind of like had a little pop of the top of the mountain blowing off, like that gift removal, like it's dangerous work out there or something.
Yeah. It is dangerous work, though. Get that on your finger. It'd be a bad day.
That and those dogs in the backyard would definitely do, yeah. So, yeah. So, yeah, it is what it is. But, yeah, so you don't need anything else from me other than to look over the information that you sent me via text?
Yep. You want to sign off on the outlines of the agreement for each business. So there's two of those sent to you. At the bottom, you just type out your name and then send in any logo. I think you already did that for Eagle, any photos. And then you're good to go pretty much till Monday. Monday, we got that client interview locked in between 11 and 12 is how I have it scheduled here.
Okay.
That works for you, right? Monday the 10th, 11 to 12, Mountain Standard?
Monday the 12th,
Oh, the 10th. Monday the 10th, I'm sorry, between 11 and 12.
Well, that's right after the other client.
Okay,
client.
So you want to do it 10 to 11?
No, that's fine. So 11 to 12?
Yep. Yep, and I sent you a calendar invite, and there's a text message reminder set up as well.
Okay.
If it doesn't work, you could always text or call in. Either way, we could reschedule it. Okay, we'll be in contact, so don't panic about anything. I want to try to make this as stress-free as possible for you while getting them both up and running. We did a lot of heavy lifting today, so it should be pretty smooth sailing moving forward. It's just about knocking out that client interview, getting the verifications done. They will ask you for access to the pet gift removal domain on Monday, so that way we could customize that site. But it's pretty much just details at this point. We've actually built the structure and the foundation for both of them.
Right on.
All right. Well, thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard to the Local Splash team. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, and then look out for our call on Monday, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, John.
All right. You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.